आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस: गवर्नमेंट फॉर्म्स हाई लेवल मल्टी डिसिप्लिनरी कमिटी टू प्रोब एयर इंडिया फ्लाइट क्रैश इन अहमदाबाद। ईरान लॉन्चेस रिटेलिटरी अटैक अगेंस्ट इजराइल विद हंड्रेड्स ऑफ मिसाइल्स एंड ड्रोन्स। US President Trump says Israel's attacks could help make nuclear deal with Iran. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri assures India has adequate supplies of petroleum products for the coming months amid West Asia conflict. No respite from scorching heat in northwest India as temperature breaches 45 degrees at several places. IMD issues red alert for Rajasthan for the next 2 days. India's Suruchi Singh clinches gold medal in the women's 10-meter air pistol of ISSF World Cup in Munich. And in cricket, South Africa needs 69 runs to lift World Test Championship. The government has formed a high-level multidisciplinary committee for examining the causes leading to the crash of the Air India flight AI-171 from Ahmedabad to Gatwick Airport, London, on Thursday. In a social media post, the Minister of Civil Aviation said that the committee will examine the existing standard operating procedures, SOPs and guidelines issued to prevent and handle such occurrences. It will also suggest comprehensive guidelines for dealing with such instances in the future. It said that the committee will not be a substitute to other inquiries being conducted by relevant organizations, but will focus on formulating SOPs for preventing and handling such occurrences in the future. The death toll in the devastating Air India plane crash in Ahmedabad has reached 254. The flight had a total of 242 people on board, with 169 Indian nationals, 53 British nationals, 7 Portuguese nationals and 1 Canadian national, along with 12 crew members. Only one person, a British national of Indian origin, survived. President of the Gujarat chapter of the Indian Medical Association, Mehul Shah, has confirmed the deaths of 4 medical students and the wife of a doctor. 8 bodies from the nearby residential area, which was affected by the crash, have been identified and handed over to the families. Blood samples from 219 relatives of the deceased have been collected to aid in DNA testing and identification. Currently, 31 individuals have been treated for injuries at the civil hospital, with medical staff working around the clock to provide critical care. An investigation is in progress to determine the exact cause of the crash. A team from the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau has recovered the aircraft's black box, formerly known as a flight data recorder, from the crash site. Forensic experts have also begun detailed examinations. Authorities state that the cause of the accident will be confirmed following a comprehensive forensic and technical analysis. Our correspondent reports that local health, police and security teams remain on high alert. Emergency measures and support systems have been put in place to assist the victims' families and affected residents.
The entire state of Gujarat is in shock after the devastating Air India plane crash. The tragedy has left families and communities grieving across the region, as majority of the passengers on board were from various parts of the state. The administration is providing all possible support to the families of the deceased. A 24/7 control room has been set up at Civil Hospital to coordinate relief works. Arrangements for accommodation and transportations have also been made to assist the grieving families. Across the state, condolence meetings, group pairs and gatherings are being held to honor the victims. Aparna Khun, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
Iran launched a retaliatory attack against Israel on Friday night, firing hundreds of missiles and drones at Israeli cities in what Tehran called Operation Severe Punishment. The massive barrage sent air raid sirens wailing across Israel and forced millions of civilians into shelters as explosions rocked Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. The Iranian assault came just hours after Israel conducted its most significant military strike against Iran since the 1980s war with Iraq, targeting nuclear facilities and killing top military commanders in what Israeli officials described as a preemptive operation to prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons. We have a report.
Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei declared that Israel had initiated the war and promised that revenge would be painful, with nowhere in Israel remaining safe. Iranian state media framed the massive missile attack as the beginning of what they called a devastating retaliation against Israeli aggression. The Revolutionary Guard confirmed that Iranian forces were fully mobilized for continued military action, signaling that Friday night's barrage may be only the opening salvo in a prolonged conflict. Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News, Dubai.
U.S. President Donald Trump has suggested that Israel's strikes could help his administration make a nuclear deal with Iran. When asked whether the Israel bombing jeopardized the negotiations, he said maybe now Iran will negotiate seriously. Earlier, Mr. Trump spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in a phone call for the first time since Israel attacked Iran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was briefed by Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over phone yesterday on the evolving situation in West Asia. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he shared India's concerns and emphasized the need for early restoration of peace and stability in the region. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar received a call from his Israeli counterpart Gideon Saar regarding ongoing developments. Mr. Jaishankar also had a conversation with Iranian Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi on the latest situation. Union Minister for Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Puri said that the country has adequate energy supplies for the coming months. He informed this in a social media post after holding a review meeting yesterday with the Petroleum Secretary and heads of Indian energy public sector undertakings. The oil supply update by the minister attaches importance given that the international oil prices shot up sharply yesterday after Israeli attack on Iran. India's imports $150 billion worth of energy annually, and imports provide over 80% of its crude oil requirement. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has highlighted India's deepening strategic engagement with Europe, particularly France, guided by deeper convergences and shared interest. Speaking at the Raisina Mediterranean 2025 in Marseille, France, he said that France is in many ways India's most trusted partner in Europe. Mr. Jaishankar also emphasized India's strong interest in the Mediterranean region and the importance of partnerships driven by trade and people-to-people ties. Regarding the Free Trade Agreement, FTA, with the European Union, Dr. Jaishankar said both sides aim to finalize it within this year.
The FTA, not as a big idea, I think it's a foundation which will enable us. The big idea is probably in the digital sphere. A combination of how we align on AI, on semiconductors, on fintech, on education, and on talent mobility. These five parts are a big game changer in the relationship.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. With no respite from the heat inside, the temperature breaches 45 degrees Celsius in many parts of North India. According to IMD, Rajasthan's Sri Ganganagar area recorded a temperature of 47.3 degrees Celsius, while Haryana's Sirsa mercury touched 46.4 degrees Celsius. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued red alert for Rajasthan, saying that severe heat wave conditions along with dust storm will continue to prevail in the region for the next 2 to 3 days. Punjab is still experiencing hot weather conditions. The Met Department has sounded orange alert even today. The maximum temperature of 46 degrees Celsius was recorded at Bhatinda, which is continuously reeling under severe heat wave for the last 3 to 4 days. We have a report.
Heat wave conditions with warm nights were observed at Amritsar, Ludhiana, Bhatinda and some other places in Punjab. After Bhatinda, the hottest district with above 45 degrees Celsius temperature was Fazilka, followed by Faridkot with 44 degrees. The city beautiful Chandigarh recorded a maximum of 39.6 degrees Celsius yesterday. Adampur near Jalandhar had the lowest 29.9 degrees Celsius. A slight relief from the ongoing hot weather conditions is likely from tomorrow, June 15th on. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
In Jammu and Kashmir, intense heat wave continued to engulf the Union Territory. The Met Department has predicted orange and yellow alerts for the next 6 days, forecasting isolated heat wave with the possibility of gusty winds till June 19th. Meanwhile, the weather agency has predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over coastal Karnataka, Kerala, Mahe, Konkan, Goa, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal. The Ministry of Ayush will host Yoga Connect, a hybrid global summit on yoga for One Earth, One Health in New Delhi today. The summit has been organized as a key lead-up event to the 11th International Day of Yoga on the 21st of this month. Today's event will bring together over 1,000 participants, along with virtual attendees from leading international yoga institutions and wellness communities around the world. Experts from more than four countries, including Bahrain, the United States, the United Kingdom and South Korea, will join the summit. The Yoga Prabhav Report Impact Study of International Day of Yoga over the decade will be released during the summit. The Indian Army is set to receive 419 newly commissioned young officers today. The passing out parade is currently underway at the Indian Military Academy in Dehradun, Uttarakhand, with a total of 451 gentlemen cadets participating. Among them, 32 cadets are from friendly foreign nations who, after completing the training, will join the armed forces of the respective countries. The parade has been reviewed by the Chief of the Sri Lankan Army, Lieutenant General BKGM Lasanta Rodrigo, who is present as the reviewing officer. In shooting, India's Suruchi Singh has clinched the gold medal in the women's 10-meter air pistol final of the ISSF World Cup in Munich, Germany. She defeated Camille J of France by 0.2-point margin with a total of 241.9 points yesterday. China's Yao Qiangsun claimed the bronze medal with 221.7 points. This is Suruchi's third consecutive individual gold medal at the ISSF World Cup in 10-meter air pistol event. This gold marks India's first top podium finish at this edition of the ISSF World Cup, following the bronze medals won earlier in the week by Elavenil Valarivan and Shift Kaur Samra in rifle events. South Africa have inched closer to victory in the World Test Championships 2025 final after they dominated the majority of the third day's play against Australia at Lord's today. The Proteas need 69 runs to win the World Test Championship with 8 wickets in hand. Chasing 282 to win, the Proteas were 213 for 2 at stumps on day 3 in a stirring bid to win the first ICC trophy in 27 years. In the FIH Hockey Pro League, the Indian men's and women's team will be in action today. India's men's team faces a critical test as they gear up to take on Australia in Antwerp, Belgium. The match is set to begin at 2 p.m. Indian Standard Time, while the women's hockey team is set to kick off the second and final leg of the league, facing Australia, Argentina, Belgium and China in the European League. The women in blue will take on the Aussies at the Lee Valley Hockey and Tennis Centre in London. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Abhishek. The AI-171 crash continues to dominate headlines. Black box in focus, AI Dreamliner crash probe to examine anomalies, leads Hindustan Times. The paper writes, Prime Minister inspects Ahmedabad accident site, meets ex-Chief Minister Rupani's family. India, 18 others abstain. 149 back UN resolution for Gaza ceasefire, reports the Times of India. Israel strikes Iran nuclear sites, military leaders, Tehran retaliates with missile, states the Hindu. With 8.7 million diaspora in West Asia, India is concerned over escalating tensions, as the Tribune. India, France agree to intensify defense, space, nuclear cooperation, reports the Indian Express. The Times of India quotes the Supreme Court as saying, TV anchor not liable for panelist's statement. And finally, video KYC, any branch update now allowed for dormant bank accounts, informs the Statesman. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Anita. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government forms high-level multidisciplinary committee to probe Air India flight crash in Ahmedabad. Iran launches retaliatory attack against Israel with hundreds of missiles and drones. US President Trump says Israel's attack could help make nuclear deal with Iran. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri assures India has adequate supplies of petroleum products for the coming months amid West Asia conflict. No respite from scorching heat in northwest India as temperature breaches 45 degrees at several places. IMD issues red alert for Rajasthan for the next 2 days. India's Suruchi Singh clinches gold medal in the women's 10-meter air pistol of the ISSF World Cup in Munich. And in cricket, South Africa needs 69 runs to lift World Test Championship. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.